Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're listening to Big Blend Radio with Nancy and Lisa, and you just heard Timba, one of the tracks on the new album Transcendence by guitarist Dennis Hackler and percussionist Giovanni Hidalgo, album appearances by vocalist Steffi Moonlady, and the album is being considered for a Grammy nomination in the category of Best New Age Album. I know they have to say different things, like it's New Age or it's blues
or rock. The category.
I know we have to put things in categories. I know the way the world works, but when you listen to the whole album, I promise you, it goes from it is a absolute journey. I would just say I want a new category, journey music. That's what I want. So anyway, go to Dennis Hackler, Hakler.com, and it's Hakler.com, DennisHakler.com, to download the album. But welcome, Dennis. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good. We're doing good. Can we have a journey category for music like yours? Like a whole, like a new sonic journey category?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's a great classification. Unfortunately, that's not one of the ones that are out there yet. But, you know, we're cutting blazing new trails here. So that's kind of the spirit that Giovanni and I have taken from the, you know, onset of this work.
Yeah, no,
so,
it's amazing.
You know, yeah, absolutely.
Nancy, I heard you wanted to say something about the journey of.
I just felt like I was hiking.
Yeah.
And then you get to a peak and you're looking down into the valley and there's birds flying and you're above the birds. Hike where that in the Gila Wilderness where we hiked. That's it. Just sent me right there.
Did you say Gila, Hawaii?
Gila Wilderness. It's
in New Mexico, Southwest New Mexico. Yeah. The Gila National Forest, one of our very first national forests in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
I love the name Transcendence because the title of the album, to me, that is. I think we need that now, don't we? We all have to beam up in some way. You know what I mean? You have to have that spiritual core. Your album, yeah, to me, I trip out on. I enjoy that because I can actually meditate with music that you created. Like I can go on any journey I want, and it takes away the monkey mind of meditation, and yet it's not truly meditation music to me, but. For me, I need that. It's got a cool balance because of the percussion, I think. That's what's helping.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, it absolutely does, because when Giovanni first got together with myself, we basically discussed that we didn't want to lock ourselves into any specific genre, you see, because Giovanni... you know, he's really well known for his work with Mickey Hart of the Grateful Dead, with Planet Drum, and a lot of Latin albums that he has done as leader. And he's played with, you know, Dizzy Gillespie amongst the whole variety of different artists. And I myself have worked with John Henderson, and Larry Coryell, and a whole lot of different artists, Randy Brecker, et cetera, et cetera. So, but together, collectively, we could have made an album that was more targeted towards jazz fusion or, you know, a specific genre, but we didn't want to do that. We wanted to create something quite different. So he said to me, just be yourself, you know, and I was like, oh, okay, which one?
There you go.
So many different, genres I have explored throughout the years, but... I understood, exactly what, was the impetus behind this project, and he did as well. So we didn't talk about it all that much. We just basically, started recording. He had come over to my studio over here, Europa in Florida, and we basically got together and started recording, and we didn't know exactly what direction we were going to go in just at first. We just started recording a series of improvisations. And they were kind of structured improvisations in the sense of, I wanted to leave enough room for something else to go on top of it. Because at first it was just him and I on guitar and synthesized guitar, and Gio was playing tuned percussion of various sorts. And we had continued this string of works, basically just recording into the night and into the next day and into the next day after that. So we had left it like that. This project goes back a while. It goes back about 2 years. That's how far it goes, actually. Yeah, that's how long it took to... actually, master and finish all of the things that I wanted to do on top of it. So you could imagine I had all this mountain of music that I had recorded with him, and how can you decide which one is better than the other? It's just like you said, hiking in the woods. How do you decide which view is better?
Yeah.
You know, but I wanted to create something, or we wanted to create something of a concept, which is the meditational aspect of transcendence. And I think we achieved that because we were able to transcend or transport the listener into another world. So I'm not going to tell you what world that is. It's up to you to, it's a personal thing. So whatever world you go to is in your collective unconsciousness, and this is where it takes you. And that's what we tried to do with the music. So once I took all those pieces, I started, you know, sifting through them. And as you can imagine, over time, it takes a lot to take.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Each one and build upon it. And that's exactly what I did. Once I got to a certain point where I was shaping the forms of everything and putting them all together into a collective larger scale of works that were related to each other, then I brought in Steffi Moonlady. She's a fantastic vocalist, and I've been working
she is.
With I've been working with her for over 35 years. I come from this recording studio that I was the chief engineer over in New Jersey, a place called Pyramid Recording. And that's where we had met and started working together. And together we had formed a specific sound. And it's not just, you know, put up a mic and sing. It's a whole series of processing. See, because I'm heavily influenced by the works of Brian Eno and, you know, the avant-garde school of John Cage, where you take something and you make it into something else. So I would take her voice and I would synthesize it, run it through a Korg mini Moog, and then, you know, like process it further and then blend it with the actual voice and things like that. So there's a lot of that going on in the
album.
That's
what I like about it. That I think that she adds this whole transcendent part of it, and because then you got the percussion, you got the guitar, you got all kinds of things going on, but it's still flowing, and that's a delicate balance. You know, it's so funny. I'm sitting in the jazz room here where we are in Peachtree City right now, and I'm looking at all this jazz art all around me while we're talking to you, listening. You know, and it's interesting to me because it still has that little underlying of jazz where you don't quite know where it's going to go. And I think that's that beauty, is that you don't know where it's going to go, but when you first start listening to music, you got to you want to trust it, right? You want it. You want to trust it to keep listening.
Yeah, you have to have faith. You have to trust in where the spirit is going to guide you, because essentially Gio and I are both jazz artists. You know, he's primarily known in the jazz genre as well as I am, but we didn't want to do a jazz, quote unquote, jazz album.
No,
per
it's
se.
Not.
I mean, I guess you could consider this a jazz album, but I wouldn't really call it a jazz album.
It's
you
got
know,
a,
per se.
It's got a hair, like a fault line, not a, you know what I mean? Like if you look at geology, you got like a, you know, a hair of it running through. What I also wanted to ask, you're talking about Moog, right? Have you been to the Moog Festival in Asheville, North Carolina? Have you heard of that? That they have a Moog Fest?
Yeah, the Bob Moog's factory was there in Asheville, and that's where his plant was. You know, that's where he manufactured. God rest his soul. He was the creator of just so much beauty in the world with his sonic textures. I mean, Keith Emerson was the one who really took it to the next level when he amped Bob's work. But Bob, you know, he started working with the avant-garde artists of the day back in, you know, New York City. There were festivals and Bob would go and, you know, be there with his early prototypes of, his inventions. And it was just revolutionary to music. So I love that.
Awesome.
I mean, I love, even though I'm a guitarist, you know, per se, I love synthesizers. I mean, I just adore the music of Tangerine Dream and, you know, just, I just love electronic music, and that's why it kind of like, you know, works its way into the things that I do. Even on my
It's embryonic.
Yeah.
I think, we're going to beam up. We are going to beam up then. That's what it is. That's why we're attracted to the music. We're going to beam up. You know it's coming. You know the merging of the other world and our, it's happening. You know it is. I think
we're getting very close to
that.
You know, it's maybe it's only our mindset that keeps us from already being part of the other world.
See, this is what happens when you listen to this kind of music. You start tripping out, man.
It's champagne over here, I'm telling you. We have boundaries that, and our boundaries, for the most part, are man-made. Now, nature has its own boundaries, and she will take control when she wants and needs to. But we put up so many boundaries on ourselves. That, you know, and maybe some boundaries are needed so we don't hurt each other. But I think there's a lot of boundaries that we grew up with that didn't need to be there.
Yeah.
You know, that it, you know, it's like, think the way I think and do what I do what I say, you know, and you just follow that lead, you know. And you do what you're told and you're schooled a certain way and you're supposed to believe certain things. But I think deep down, you know, I look at, like, I watch animals all the time and they're like, nah, I don't believe in any of your boundaries.
You want to transcend. That's it.
Yeah. The freedom is in not having boundaries placed upon you.
Yeah. Here's an interesting story. When I had gotten to a certain point and I started, you know, presenting the works back to Gio because he hadn't heard them in about a year or so. And then as I've been working on them and building them. And then I presented that to him and he got even more excited and wanted to do, you know, like overdubs of additional percussions to it as I have done with my tracks. And we shaped it into this, you know, this amoeba that came out of it and it started to take life into other, you know, organisms. And it just started becoming this organic floating thing. So he said to me, I would love on the track Bongi to add wind. So I'm thinking to myself, well, that's great, you know, but wind is just not going to cut it. I mean, that's just not what I was like thinking about as far as like the intensity of this. So I had lived through a Hurricane Irma down here and I took a pocket recorder of the hurricane and I went outside and I had recorded the winds and the frogs. So the frogs, as you were saying, in nature, they have this, Mother Nature has this way of alerting you that something's going to go down. So the frogs, they go into this call and response kind of a chant, kind of like the, you know, like what happens in other parts of the world when they do that call and response kind of a organic chant. And so I had captured that, and then I had captured some of the winds without it terribly distorting. And then I put that on the beginning. So the very first thing that you hear when you put on Transcendence is Hurricane Irma, the real Hurricane Irma.
let's play it for everybody, because when I first listened, and I'm glad you pronounced it, because I had all kinds of ways to pronounce Bongi. It's B-O-N-G-U-I, so it is a bong with the E on the end. But a different music.
Okay.
No, just it's a trip out music.
It's a Spanish word. It's a Spanish. The titles are Spanish.
Yeah, it's interesting. Going through all the titles, you know. To me, I just start listening, you know, and then it's like, oh, which one was that, you know? Mm. But let's play it for everybody because I recognize the sounds, and we just went through a hurricane.
Yeah, we travel full time,
and we're in a different place all the time, and we were just in one, and it, but we didn't get the brunt of it. We didn't get like the big part that Pensacola and everything did. We were very lucky, and but the we were on a farm, and the frogs were doing it, and the rain.
Mm-hmm.
And I do record, like I have, we record people everywhere we go, and I'm starting to think, and there are musicians that I know that are now going out, like a musician that went to Hawaii Volcanoes National Park and then also went diving with this recorder, and he recorded a hermit crab coming out of the shell, all
see
these
that?
Different things, and then utilizing it. So I'm starting to think that I need to record, like I record things for iNaturalist because there's all this weird stuff out there, man. They're saying, oh, recordings of sound. And now I'm like, I should start recording.
Yeah, there's a whole universe of sound that we're not even aware of.
I should start recording all this stuff that we, because we're out
you
in the woods all the time.
You should definitely do that.
Record an earthworm because they have 32 hearts. Now, somewhere along the earthworm, we got to hear the heartbeat. 32
Ooh,
hearts.
Well, you need special gear to record that. You know, like you need like special transducers. It's not just like you're going to stick a microphone on there with a pocket recorder and capture that. You know, that's why, like, if you're expecting to hear the typical sound of a hurricane coming in, you're not going to, because I had to filter it off because it was just like, you know, I couldn't put that on there because it would sound like noise. But, you know, like what you do with a standard recorder, if you do what you're talking about, is you have to process it a little bit or have special forms of transducers. Like they record whales and they have special transducers that go underwater that capture.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Sure, that the whale song, you know, all that's beautiful. I've even heard that they are now going to be transmitting frequencies back from the sounds of Mars when they put the rover on there. So, man, would I love to hear some of that.
Ew. Oh, my gosh. That's got to be interesting. So, yeah, I mean, we just have to have the right recording gear when you go out.
Easier said than done. Some of that gear is extremely high-end, expensive stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we won't be doing that right now. I don't know.
Well, but do what you can, though. I mean, there's a lot of cool sounds that you could capture in nature with just, you know, like regular recording systems.
I mean, there's the birds alone. Well, to me, like, even
cicadas. But the moral of the story is just the heightened awareness to sounds that are just not typical. And that's kind of like what I tried to do with Transcendence is to incorporate a lot of these textures and sounds into, you know, we wanted to create something that wasn't already done. We wanted to basically transcend, you know, so take you on a higher level. Yeah,
well,
exactly.
It's pure integrity with what you've done is pure integrity. And I really appreciate that because without pure integrity, there is no art, period.
Yes,
and
thank you.
This is art.
And I appreciate that you're getting it, right? That's beautiful.
Yeah. Man, I'm tripping out. Here it is. Listen to Bongi. You're listening to Big Wind Radio Champagne Sunday Show, and you just heard Amphibian Music. That's a new name now from Transcendence.
Oh,
the album out by Dennis Hackler, that was called Bongi. And I know that's an amphibian song because it's like the tweener zone. It's like I'm in the water, I'm out. I'm in the water, I'm out.
No, you know what? You know where, see, my mind went to, where's the place where, I think it's Point Reyes, and it was all foggy in the afternoon, and we went, and there was a carcass there, and then vultures came in, but we're on the beach.
Yeah, Point Reyes National Seashore, yeah.
Wow.
And that's where my mind went. There,
now,
like,
now you're going to vultures picking out a carcass. That's real nice.
Yeah,
therapy.
I know, because if
sorry,
like
Dennis.
I know.
No, it's cool. I mean, all of these images are part of nature, and that's what, you know, that's what we were trying to incorporate into the music. I mean, you mentioned earlier the Volcanoes National Park, and that's actually where I went on my honeymoon, and it was really a wild place where we went in the middle of the night. We would go where, you know, you go past the tape where they don't allow you to go anymore, and we just went past there. Kind of dangerous because at any point the lava tubes could open up and you get swallowed, but we were young, we didn't care, so we went down there and but it was amazing. I mean, it was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. You see live lava flow into the ocean, creating this gargantuan cloud of steam, and you could hear the roar of the lava mixing with the ocean. And again, it was just like something that stayed with me all my life. And, you know, these images, as you're saying, is what, you know, you go to when you start to, you know, transcend with this music. And it's, you know, part of your collective unconscious of all the things that you've experienced in your life are going to come out. So here we are in this, you know, period of COVID, and you know, so much has been taken away from us as performing artists. It's been, you know, stripped.
Yeah.
So what do we have? We have our collective or unconsciousness of all the things that we've done in our lives, and it's a beautiful time to reflect on that. And you know, so I took advantage of this period and finished the album because, you know, like when as a musician, you're always doing things, you're doing this, doing that, and you never get around to, you know, doing what you really need to do. I mean, as far as finishing the tracks that we started. So during the down cycle, I was able to hunker down and really focus in and really, really, you know, do the mixing and the mastering. I mean, some of these tracks had like up to 64 channels of, you know, sounds coming in and out. And
oh my God.
As you could imagine. Yeah. As you could imagine, like one over, like, I mean, it came down to, I had the perfect mix.
Yeah. You are a geek. I'm sorry, but
a total geek,
a total geek.
Absolutely.
Awesome,
right. But
that's
it came
awesome.
Down to like, when it comes down to like one, you know, guitar hit is too loud or one vocal foray is just too dominant or one, you know, conga hit is too loud, you know, it would ruin the mix because when you're, you know, in a state and something knocks you out of that state, like the wake up alarm, you know, that's not cool. You know, like it's like it takes you out.
No,
of
that
where
is not cool.
Where I meant for you to be. So I was very careful. And that's, you know, one of the things if I had the opportunity to go into one of these immersive audio studios where you could mix in 5.1, oh my God, that would be a dream come true for me to mix this in 5.1. But I did the best I could with stereo, with two speakers left and right, and I think I achieved, you know, the goal. But I'm telling you, it took like literally like you're listening to well over 1,000 hours of work into this.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
And
well,
then,
it's taking me to places that I've been.
Yeah,
and it's really odd. Like I'm gonna go over there now.
I told you, you're gonna trip out. I love it, and I really appreciate it. It's true art, and I sent you a link to a Hawaii thing. So just so you know, check your email.
Yeah, you should really
because there. I wanted it before I forget. I gotta tell you. So the National Parks Arts Foundation, we work with them. We have a whole show dedicated to them every first Friday, and artists, wow. musicians, painters, writers, everyone. You can submit to have your own the artist residencies they have. You go for a full month in a national park. One is in Hawaii Volcanoes National Park.
Wow.
And you get this house outside of the park, but you go and you create. The house is a 6-bedroom house with a recording studio. I'm just saying,
wow.
you're overlooking the ocean.
You really need
you
to
should
do
apply
this.
For this. And
yes.
there's one
yeah,
in Dry Tortugas National Park. You get your own island for a full month, and you have to take somebody else with you. I'm just saying.
Wow, that's so cool. Thank you so much.
I'm going to definitely check
that out.
Yeah, and the one guy that I interviewed, Andy Harima, he did go out there and do all that recording that we were talking about with all the animals and stuff, and it was totally trippy cool. I think it's really neat because you're making the music bigger than yourselves when you start incorporating sounds from the outside, and then all
yeah.
this extra work you're doing, it's just far bigger than – it's far bigger. It really is. So I really appreciate it. I know Nancy and I both, and I think it's so cool because people can have their own visions of it, and you're going to have a different vision every time you
have
listen
something
to it.
Different.
And you're,
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
taking your music on the road into parks. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
Oh, boy.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, we should make
Thank
videos.
Thank you. Yeah,
of it.
So,
yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's like – it's not pop music, so it's
no.
not going to catch fire like, you know, the Beatles or anything like that. But it's, you know, it's immersive, meditative music for, and I know there's a lot of people out there. It's just that I can't reach them because I don't know basically how to reach them. That's why I so much appreciate, you know, you giving me a voice on your platform to reach out to people, you know, and,
you
know,
bet.
It's like, the more, you know, like the more support that is given to us, you know, just by visiting our website and, you know, supporting us, the more we could continue to do things like this, you know, and absolutely, I'm going to check out the foundation that you mentioned.
Do
to me,
that.
I love Hawaii. I've been meaning to get back there ever since I've been there. I never wanted to leave.
So what they
have
it's
like, it's like being
too.
On another planet over there.
There's
we went up to Mauna Kea and we watched the moon rise, and I thought it was another planet. That's how large the moon was up there.
Wow!
Yeah,
when it was
cool.
just coming over the horizon, all these images come to mind.
I think you'd also be really cool at Chaco Canyon, out in North New Mexico. It's where the ceremonial sites of the ancient peoples, like the
Edisaz,
I just have a feeling about that because it's a mystery. Because they look like dwellings and they're circles out of rock. And how did they put it's like going to the, you know, it's like going to Egypt. And it is, but they were ceremonial for a summer solstice. And so it's a big deal. And when you go out there, there's a nature and there's crows everywhere in the canyons. And it is, you are on a different planet and you will totally trip out. And I think your music will. I can already hear you would use the crow. Like, I know you would. Like, it's there.
Yeah,
you know?
I love it.
I think
that.
You would totally dig that. But I do want to play.
I was so influenced by the works of, remember The Adventures of Don Juan, Carlos Castaneda?
Did
you ever read
those
books? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I love those books. Those are, like, so influential to me. I love that kind of stuff, being out in the desert.
That's so cool. You should totally apply. You must. Okay, Invo, we're gonna play that. We gotta get running because we got another segment coming up. But it's been such a delight having you on the show. Before you go, what is your champagne toast? What are you happy about? Because we gotta stay happy, man.
Absolutely. So my champagne toast is that I am grateful for health and the ability to share music with people in this modern age of the podcast. We all need to respect each other and do what we can to move in a positive direction by helping, you know, each other out with just keeping hope alive and in the face of adversity. And above all, I'd like to thank God for everything. Thank God for nature. Thank God for everything, really.
Right on. Well, champagne toast to you. And we got a toast also, Giovanni being part of it, and best of luck with the Grammy nomination.
Yeah. Dude, with everybody that's doing
it.
All
Thank
that
you.
Stuff, you know, I know you, there's like all those people out there that look at the nomination to say, okay, now they can really be in there. I've got friends in that. Now go do it.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Let's do this again real soon.
Yeah. All right. You take care and stay in touch. Here it is, everybody. Info again from the album Transcendence by guitarist Dennis Hackler and also recorded with percussionist Giovanni Hidalgo. I keep on saying Hidalgo. It's Hidalgo. And also appearances by Steffi Moonlady. So here it is. And you can go to DennisHackler.com to download everything from the storefront. It's Hackler's Hakklar. Thanks so much, Dennis. You take care and stay safe.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.